Hey, welcome to the good, the bad, and the yummy, where I normally share one thing I'm loving, one thing I'm not, and one super, super simple recipe. But not today. Let's go. Welcome. You're on air with Ella, where we share simple strategies and tips for living a little better every day. If you're interested in mindset and wellness, or healthy habits and relationships, or hormone health, aging well, and eating well, honestly, if you're into just living better and with more energy, then you're in the right place. Welcome to real, honest, no-fluff conversations about creating a better you. You'll hear interviews with experts and loads of conversations to help us take small steps toward a better version of ourselves. We're not here for perfect. We're here for a little better every day. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the good, the bad, the yummy with a twist. This time, I'm sharing a list, not one thing I'm loving and one thing I am not, but eight things that I do that are probably just my worst habits. And I'll tell you why we're talking about that today. But first, if we're just meeting, I would like to say hello. I'm Ella, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for giving this show a shot. I hope you absolutely love it. This show is not like most of the other 350 or so episodes that you'll find here. Normally, we're doing interviews with experts, and every once in a while, I do a solo show, and that's what today is. So you might want to start with an interview, but if you're willing to give this a shot, then hey, good to meet you. Thanks for hanging. We are sharing eight bad habits and a few good things that I do to balance those out. But let me tell you why I think this is important. And I gotta be really honest with you. I was particularly inspired by the last show where we were talking about the correlation between mental health and food choices that you make. And I used to talk about those subjects with utter abandon back in the day. You know, this, we're in our eighth or ninth season at this point, We're in our eighth season. And back in season 1 through 5, I would have talked about that with just complete and utter abandon. But now, having been through it a little bit, I'm a little bit more cautious. You probably heard it in that interview if you listened to the last show. I'm more cautious to moralize the food choices that we make, to make things sound good or bad, or to say that any one food is basically has moral qualities to it. That's not Dr. Eade's point. She's a psychiatrist. She sees the impact that certain chemicals have on the brain. That makes perfect sense. Unfortunately, particularly in the Western world, a lot of those chemicals are showing up in our food. A lot of our food is actually just that kind of chemical. So that's all unfortunate and true, but two things can be true at the same time. The other side of that coin is that I don't ever want you to think that I'm out here eating pure organic whole foods and wild caught salmon and getting my perfect high intensity 20 minute workout in, lifting heavy. I just never ever want to paint a picture that I'm out here doing all the things that we talk about on the show and being my best self 24/7. Like, the whole reason this show exists is because I want to inspire my best self and hopefully inspire that in you. It ain't because I'm doing everything right. You understand the difference there. So I thought it might be fun for the good, the bad, and the yummy today. And we will get to a yummy. But I thought it would be good to share with you eight bads. I think that's where we ended up. And again, some of the goods that sort of balance them out a little bit. But just to keep it real, like, just in the name of reality check, in the name of living life in this world where we are busy and sometimes we eat convenience foods and don't get our movement in, and the other bad habits I'm about to get into here with you, like, I think it's important to keep things realistic. There's one more thing I wanted to say before I jump into the actual list, and that is, I talk a lot on this show about nutritional supplements that we should consider taking. Not necessarily take, but we should be looking into. There are some I think everybody should be taking, not gonna lie, like magnesium, vitamin D. I won't bore you with that list right now. However, I talk a lot about nutritional supplements. I talk a lot about lifestyle hacks that we can make. I talk a lot about tools and resources. And I stand by every single one of those that I bring to you on the air, but that doesn't mean I employ them all the time. Okay. So I can passionately speak to you about how much better I feel after introducing functional mushrooms into my diet. Still true, 100% true. And actually, I have that every day because I put it in my coffee. So I have anchored that to my coffee. So it's super easy for me to do. But am I out here taking all my other supplements all the time? No, I'm not. So even though this show will continue to bring you resources that I want you to check out for yourself and see if they work for you, that should never be conflated with, oh, we need to do this every day. Like if we did all the things I talk about on this show every day, that's 10 hours a day. I don't know about you, but when I listen to other sort of wellness-centered podcasts, when I listen to those shows, and I'm thinking of people, they don't need to be named. You know who yours are, okay? I'm like, do you do anything? Like, how do you have time for anything else? If you're out here nasal breathing, drinking water, doing your sauna, meditating for 40 minutes a day, getting in your 2-hour walk, definitely lifting heavy and being sure to consume 120 grams of protein, like who has that time or focus? Not me. It's not me. Couldn't be me. So with that in place as to the why, let me share with you some of the what. And in most of these cases, I'm going to lead with the bad. And that's not a value judgment. My bad habit might be somebody else's good habit. The real definition of a bad habit for you and for me is a habit that doesn't serve you. Again, your good habit might be my bad habit, or my bad habit might be your best habit. The question is, are your habits serving you? Well, I have a bunch that don't. Let me tell you what number one is. You want to know my morning routine? I'm going to keep it really, really, really real. I'm going to lose my wellness and personal development podcaster card coming out of the gate with this one. You know what I do when I wake up? I don't pick up my phone. That's not what I do. I roll out of bed. I do whatever I need to do. And then I go downstairs and I immediately am on my phone for probably half an hour drinking 2 cups of coffee. Okay. That's my morning routine. I'm not journaling. I'm not meditating. I'm not going on a gratitude rampage. I should. I just barely believe in the word should. I am currently and with intention waking up, rolling downstairs, hitting the coffee, and scrolling on my phone, answering DMs. I think that's noble. Hit me up with your DM. I'm going to reply to you. But if you buy in to the health and wellness manuscript, then you would believe we're all out here doing breathing exercises and writing in our journals. And if you are, I absolutely salute you, but it's not me. Okay. Is there a habit that balances that out? Yes. I don't doom scroll in my bed at night. I believe blasting the light of 1,000 suns into my eyeballs when I'm in bed is not the best way to get to sleep. So I keep it short, mind you. I definitely spend some minutes on my phone when I get in bed, like a kind of a final cleansing, if you will. But I make a point really seriously to shut that thing off. And first I dim it. I dim the light all the way down to the, you know, to where the there's no light at all, hardly. And yeah, noble, right? And I'm really disciplined about doing that for just a few minutes and then setting it down and trying to read, wait for it, an actual book made of paper. I know. Okay. So, you know, yin and yang. All right. Bad habit number two. Again, why am I telling you this? I don't know. I don't drink water plain. I just hate drinking plain water. That's insane. Like that is obviously not acceptable. Now, I hydrate constantly, and I probably drink 70 ounces of water a day, but that water is almost always mixed with something. It's an expensive habit, by the way. I drink amino acids and creatine every single day, one serving of those. So I'll have a big fat bottle, a 32-ouncer with amino acids and creatine in it. I need them. I don't apologize for that. But then almost everything else I drink is going to be kombucha mostly water with greens powder in it. Now, I know we can have worse vices, but that's an expensive bad habit. The bad habit here is avoiding mostly plain water. I'll drink seltzer, but water is so boring. And I'm a grown-up. I should do better. The great news is I drink so much greens powder, expensive habit as it may be, that, you know, my eyes are real white. My nails grow real fast. But yes, it's not great. I was about to say I need to work on that. The truth is I don't like to say things I don't mean. So one thing I do in the morning is I have a little hydrogenator. I have a little water thing that puts hydrogen in the water. I'll do a show on that. I'm not going to get into it now. I definitely throw that down first thing in the morning when I'm having my coffee and take my supplements with that hydrogen water. But again, is that plain water? No, it's really not. So I feel like a baby telling you this, and just telling you this makes me want to do better. So there we are. Number three. Just in case you're out here thinking that I am just living off of plant-based goodness and nothing but whole foods and you recognize its parents, my avocados, you know, came from a loving home and my eggs are from cage-free, super happy chickens whose parents loved them. No. I eat tortilla chips every day of my life, and I was gagging because I went back to listen to an old episode. I was doing research for something else, and in one of my season 1 through 5 shows, I don't remember which, I was like, I don't even eat tortilla chips. I don't even see tortilla chips. It's not even food to me. Who was she? I eat tortilla chips all the time. I believe that tortilla chips with guacamole on top of them is like 4 food groups. I stand by that. I love them and I don't apologize for it. And they are not made with great oils because I'm not out here making them myself. They are from Trader Joe's and other establishments that are not using clean oils. So am I eating these oils that are terrible for us? Yeah, sometimes. Not much. Not a lot, but consistently. Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay, I'm trying to think if I have a good habit to balance that out. It's just, you know, I can't stand the adage, everything in moderation. And I think part of it is that it's just trite. But also, I'm allergic to the word moderation. Like, it's just, it's not my bag, guys. Like, it's just not what I do. I don't do moderation. But the truth is, if I'm being really objective about it, I actually eat in a pretty balanced way. My goal for my own physicality is excellence without obsession. Excellence without obsession means I want to be strong. I want to get slightly better every year if I can. I'm obviously fighting Father Time, but I'm moving along with Father Time with the goal of getting better every year. So he might take a bit away from me, but I'm doing everything I can to put in to me. So that's my philosophy. It's not, again, how I eat every day, but it is my philosophy. So if I want to be excellent without obsession, that means that sometimes I'm having the wine. Sometimes I am, not sometimes, I'm having the chip. If there are chips, I'm having the chips. I'm glad we got through that, okay? I do not obsess about what I eat. I do tend to prefer healthy food because it makes me feel good, and unhealthy food makes me feel bad. But again, I just want to keep it real that is pretty well in balance, but not perfect, with zero aspirations to be. Okay, bad habit number 4. This is funny. I'm going to start with the good here. My bathroom cabinet is like, you could almost eat everything inside of it. Almost, not everything. I use completely natural products on my face. There's an asterisk next to that. I'll explain that asterisk in a minute. But on my face, I brush my teeth with completely natural products. I use the natural deodorant, which we all know doesn't work, but that's fine. And I try to use really clean makeup. I will only use non-toxic SPF. I will only use non-toxic sunscreen because the chemicals in traditional sunscreen that they sell in America everywhere are terrible for you. Terrible, terrible. So the good sunscreen without all the toxins are better. If you want more information about that, you're going to have to DM me. And when I'm going to bed at night, I'll reply to you. Okay, basically, my point to you is that I run a pretty clean bathroom situation, okay? But you know what? I get my hair highlighted. And by highlighted, I mean every single strand of my hair, okay? Highlighted, low-lighted, it gets beat, right? But I am never stopping that. It is toxic beyond. Breathing that stuff in, not good for anybody. The woman that does it deserves a medal. Like, that stuff's not good for anybody. But I am never not doing that. So when we're out here talking about living our best life and we're cleaning up our cleaning products and we're cleaning up our makeup and we're cleaning up our bathroom cabinet and all of our toiletries are made of salad, I just want you to know that there are some toxicities that will stay in my life forever. Because again, my only goal here is just keep it real and just be honest with you so that you know who you're talking to. I just don't want to be one of those people that makes you think that you have to be doing all the things. This show can never be that. Okay, let's go on. Oh yeah, number five is related. I use retinol on my face twice a week. I don't think that's a bad habit. I just want to be honest. So because of the good, I really wanted to share the good with you. And I was like, if I'm going to share the good with you, I got to tell you that two nights a week during the non-summer months, there's retinol going on the face. Now, I don't wear retinol in the sunny months because that's not great and it will do damage and I am exposing myself to the risk of much more sun damage. So I only do retinol in the non-sunny months. Why did I share that one? Again, primarily so that I could share the good. The good to balance that out is I have found a really nice concoction that I just mixed together myself and it is really doing my skin well. That is, I bought black seed oil in a glass jar. Black seed oil. I had never heard of it till I started researching this. It's really pungent. Black seed oil, rose hip, and castor oil, which you've heard me talk about before. Really good, high quality, hexane-free, non-plastic bottled castor oil. All right. And of course, one school of thought is to just smother whatever you want in castor oil. But I really like this mixture. And if you'd like to know what the amounts are, they are entirely made up and ad hoc by me. Okay. So a little bit of everything is the recipe for this. And I mix it all in a different glass bottle. And again, it's black seed oil, rosehip, and castor oil. And it's just an incredible moisturizer that supposedly reduces sun damage and just skin tone variance. So in other words, it helps not just with moisturization, but also with evening out your skin tone. Now, for someone who just told you that she is very anti-traditional sunscreens, gotta be honest with you, that's resulted in me not wearing sunscreen sometimes, and I have a lot of sun damage to show for it. So I am really loving that combo, and right now I'm very, very happy with it. Now, if you've listened for a long time, you're wondering, what about my favorite skin oil of all time? It's a serum, actually, and it is called Best Skin Ever by Living Libations, and that stuff is liquid gold. Liquid gold. I stand by that. Let me tell you something very briefly. I am obsessed. I will always have it. I will always use it. And I use it every single day, but I use it in the morning. So this black seed oil, rosehip, and castor concoction is my nighttime situation. And then the Living Libations liquid gold, which is actually called Best Skin Ever, but they should rename it. That too is in daily rotation every single morning. By the way, anything that I mention, I will list in the show notes today. Okay. All right. Habit number six. I don't meditate. Probably not gonna meditate. I'm okay with that. That is my conscious choice. But I'll tell you something I'm not okay with. Do you ever find yourself not breathing? Is this a problem of one? Because breathing, you know, fairly fundamental habit, like kind of a core situation we got going there. And I will find myself, if I'm busy with something, I'm holding my breath. Not sustainable, not recommended. And that is an indication of several things that we don't have time to get into today. But one of the things that also means is when I do breathe, I'm breathing real shallow. Anyway, I'm assuming there's a correlation today. I may have just made that up. But my point to you is not only will I hold my breath and kind of cut it off if I'm super focused on something, but when I do breathe, it's very, very shallow. So my bad habit, according to some, is that I don't meditate, but the good habit that I really am working on is breathing and breathing exercises. So I'm doing that in three ways. The first thing that I'm doing is I am doing something called mewing, and I'll talk about that in a later show. I've already recorded it, so I really definitely will. But where I'm keeping my tongue on the roof of my mouth, and that is keeping my mouth closed, and I've now trained myself to sleep that way. So at night, I am nasal breathing rather than mouth breathing for most of the night, as far as I can tell. The second thing that I'm doing is when I go on walks, I am listening to breathing meditations on Insight Timer. That's a free app. You can download it right this second for $0.00. But it is Insight Timer, and I'm listening to breathing meditations. They're really just breathing exercises while I'm walking. So yeah, that counts, right? That counts as meditation. And then I told you there were three things that I'm doing. I wonder what the other one was. Oh, in the afternoon, you know, in the afternoon where you feel that slump and you want to reach for coffee, but I don't know about you, sometimes that afternoon coffee actually makes me need to sleep. Like it almost is like a drug and makes me feel like I need to go to sleep immediately. I am not doing that 3 p.m. cup of coffee, but I am doing a really short breathing exercise to stimulate me and to wake me back up, if you will, and to re-energize me. The other thing I do is I do the vibration plate. If I have time, I'll run down to where that is in my home because I work from home, and I'll do the vibration plate that I mentioned in an earlier episode, and that helps a lot too. So yeah, I won't be sitting on a cushion and, you know, meditating and doing mantras anytime soon. Never say never. I'm absolutely open to the idea. It's just not something I'm good at, but I am, in fact, investing in breathing exercises, in, you know, trying to get oxygen and quieting my mind. So where are we now? Number 7, I think. All right, this is about supplements. I talk about supplements on the show a lot. They come up in conversation a lot, especially around perimenopause or a strength building or you name it. Supplements are something that we talk about a lot. I am a fan of supplements, and I spend an inordinate amount of money on supplements. Part of the reason I do that is because I am a vegetarian, and there are some things that I know I need. I know I need to take vitamin B because I'm not getting it through meat sources. I know I need creatine. I know I need amino acids, not just because I'm a vegetarian, not at all just because I'm a vegetarian, but the fact that I am a vegetarian means I need it big time. I take collagen in my coffee every single day. I just try not to think about it. About what it is, but I take collagen every single day in my coffee for the same reason. By the way, I have been taking collagen, not like really heaping scoops of collagen twice a day, every single day for a month, and I notice no difference. So I am waiting to never get injured again and have perfect skin, but that hasn't happened yet. Okay, so I definitely do not take my supplements every day, with very few exceptions. The things that I have built into my routine, like the creatine and amino acids, that's my workout drink, so I have those every day. I have lion's mane in my coffee every day, and I rarely skip my probiotic that I'm obsessed with because it honestly changed my life. Like, it changed my life. I talked on the show about how bloated I was for 6 years, and you don't hear me talking about that anymore. So that doesn't feel like a supplement. That feels like life, like oxygen to me. But listen, I should be taking MAG every day. I should be taking vitamin D every day. I should be taking that vitamin B every day. And then I should be taking like 7 more. And my goal is to do that more days than I don't. So if you're out here wondering if everyone else is doing it right except for you, the answer is no. Come on over. We'll talk about it. Okay, number 8, my final bad habit. And again, not a moral judgment. It's just a habit that doesn't serve me. And when I put my mind to it, I will improve it or just own it like I'm doing now. But that 8th bad habit, I find myself needing constant noise, which is so weird. Now, if you live in a house with a bunch of kids in it, your jaw just probably fell open. But that's not my household right now. And because my house by itself is inherently quiet, I have found myself immersing myself in constant noise. And sometimes that's just like turning on some stupid, and I say that with love, but some stupid podcast in the background. I'm talking like pop culture, just some inane thing that does not require me to think. It's like cotton candy, you know, it's there, you put it in your mouth, it completely disappears. It's the audible version of that, but just some complete inanity in the background just to create noise. I know some people do this with the TV. I don't do that, but I am not standing on any sanctimonious high horse here, because you would die if you could see my podcast feed. There's a lot of nonsense in there. But the constant noise thing, why do I think that habit is not serving me? I think it is an attention span thing. I think it's a focus thing. Like, I'm not comfortable unless my brain is doing three things at once. And I think that's a lie that I'm telling myself. I think it is costing me in terms of focus and creativity, not in productivity. I'm as productive as they come, but I do think it's costing me some of that quiet mind time that gives birth to creativity and innovation and new ideas and growth. So actually, I got to be honest with you, of the 8 bad habits that I've shared with you today, that one feels like one I think I will pay more attention to legitimately as a result of this conversation together. Okay, so I could probably curl your hair with more bad habits of mine, but let's leave it there for today. Will you please share with me a habit that is not serving you, but you're currently just owning it? It's just your current bad habit, like you're owning it for now, because there's something funny about intention. If you do what you do as a choice, then you are the master of your life. If you do what you do because you're asleep, if you do what you do because you're on autopilot, if you do what you do because it's socially acceptable or it's social convention, then you are not the master of your life. I want to be the master of my life. That's why I think it's important to own our habits, whether they're good or bad or indifferent. They are, in fact, currently intentional. Okay, I'll share that skincare recipe with you in the show notes, but I also have a real recipe for you that I want to share with you now, and I'll put the full-blown thing in the show notes. But I saw this on Instagram, and this woman made these little raw cookie dough bites that required, like I said, they're raw, no cooking involved, and no cookies involved, as a matter of fact, because it was just Greek yogurt with peanut butter with a drizzle of honey and some dark chocolate chips. And she whipped those things up into the most delicious looking little protein bite balls that really looked like raw cookie dough. It just looked super delicious, and I want you to make them. I certainly am going to. So I will put that recipe for you in the show notes. That's just another little sneaky way to get a little bit more protein in your diet whilst eating something that we're going to go ahead, blur our eyes, and call raw cookie dough. Okay, before I let you go, I want to tell you a couple of things, just a little housekeeping notes for my OGs. And that is that my website, can we talk? My website has been just so bad. It's been so bad. And the website designer, she just wasn't good. It's not her profession. She's not great at it. And she didn't get paid because it's me. And I want to apologize. It's just been pretty tragic. It's getting a makeover, slowly but surely. It's getting a makeover. And if you go to onairella.com, you'll find some new fun things on there, including the life wheel that I talked to you about a lot. I would love for you to download your own copy of that, because it's something that we talk a lot about on the show, but completing the life wheel exercise, the live better assessment, completing that exercise is one first step toward a more intentional life. So I actually really love it for that reason, but that is there for you. Also, whenever I do a show like this, I list out with links everything I talk about that could possibly be of use to you. It's the list of everything we talked about and a summary of everything that we talked about. So I hope that's useful for you. There's some other stuff on there that you can check out, but I am finally doing that right. And I hope that you will visit my new home on the internet at onairella.com and join the waitlist today for the upcoming 2024 events in person, live. I really, really can't wait to tell you more about that. Join the waitlist today. That's super easy. You can DM me the word waitlist. You can email me the word waitlist. Again, I'll put everything you need to know in the app you're listening to right now. Open up the podcast episode description and all of the links will be there. Okay, you get it. All right. Love you. Have a great day. And I hope that if you heard one thing today, it is that we are human, that we will not let perfect be the enemy of good, that every little baby step that we can take towards slightly better is great, and some days we just do the best we can. We are pursuing excellence without obsession. All right, later. Okay, if you enjoyed today's show, please share it with someone you care about. And be sure to check out our new YouTube channel and head to onairella.com for today's show notes. You can also learn about how to work with me there, onairella.com. And I would love to hear from you, so if you DM me on Instagram, I promise I will reply. P.S. All the links you need for us to connect are right here in your podcast app in the description for today's episode. Check them out. Thanks for listening, and thanks for inspiring me. You are, quite simply, awesome.